This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, May 30th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Downing. Here's today's headlines. Debt ceiling deal goes to the Hill. Department of Justice backs poultry processor salary settlement and fire retardant use upheld. Debt limit deal faces a Hill showdown. Lawmakers are back on Capitol Hill today as congressional leaders and President Joe Biden look to nail down the votes to pass the agreement the White House reached with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy over the weekend. The House Rules Committee is scheduled to meet this afternoon to prepare the bill for floor debate on Wednesday. The Senate will then have until the weekend to get the measure to the White House, given Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's Monday deadline for avoiding default. Now keep in mind, beyond the debt limit increase and the spending limits in the bill, one of the most significant parts of the agreement is the compromise on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program work requirements. Republicans want a phased-in hike to the age limit for the work rules from 49 to 54. But Biden secured new exemptions from the work requirements for veterans, people who are homeless, and young adults moving out of the foster care system. Why it matters on the farm bill? Well, dealing with work requirements and the debt limit negotiations could well put that issue to rest, at least for this Congress. You can read our full report on the bill and the SNAP provisions at AgriPulse.com. Department of Justice backs settlements with poultry processors prohibiting salary sharing. The Justice Department used a court filing to reiterate its belief that a settlement with poultry processors will prevent the companies from conspiring to share salary information. In a Federal Register notice published today, the department said it has officially responded to comments on the proposed agreements with Cargill, Wayne Farms, and Sanderson, and with consultants Weber, Ming, Saul, and Company. The United States believes the proposed final judgments demonstrate to companies both inside and outside the poultry industry that anti-competitive information sharing risks significant legal consequences, and the broad scope of the monitor contained in the proposed final judgments provides protection against anti-competitive information sharing in contexts other than poultry processing compensation, Department of Justice said in the court ruling. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Judge allows continued use of fire retardants in national forests. The National Forest Service can continue using fire retardants while it pursues a Clean Water Act permit, a federal court ruled last week. Although he ruled that unpermitted discharges of retardant into waters of the U.S. are a violation of the Clean Water Act, U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen noted that the Forest Service is pursuing a permit from EPA and the 47 states that have authority to issue discharge permits. Our farmers and ranchers face several threats from wildfires that can occur in national forests and spread to agricultural lands, and they rely on state and federal agencies to use every tool possible to fight these fires, said Jamie Johansson, president of California Farm Bureau. Continuing the use of aerial fire retardants will save the lives of livestock, preserve grazing operations, and protect our rural agricultural communities from peril. New York senators asked USDA for aid after grapes and apples hit by spring frost. Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand are asking the Agriculture Department for help after grape and apple growers were hit with a spring frost. In a letter to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, the New York Democrats said grapevines and trees began to bud amid high April temperatures, only to be damaged earlier this week by frost. Initial reports, they said, estimate growers will face 20% to 50% crop losses. The senators asked the Agriculture Department to provide any and all assistance available to growers and declare a disaster if requested by the state. They also asked Vilsack to consider using the Tree Assistance Program for growers who lost vines or fruit trees due to the frost. Second crop corn harvest begins in Brazil. Harvesting of Brazil's second corn harvest, known as the Safrina, has begun in the center-south state of Mato Grosso, according to the consulting firm Agroal. The Safrina, which is planted after the soy harvest, is now the country's largest corn crop. Early data shows harvest has reached just under 1% complete, that according to Agroal, which recently raised its production forecast this year for all three of Brazil's corn crops to 127.4 million metric tons. That's up from a previous forecast of 125.1 million tons. USDA, in its latest World Agricultural and Supply Demand Estimates report, predicting Brazil will produce 129 million tons of corn for the 23-24 marketing year. Food insecurity in Sudan threatens crisis in neighboring regions. The military conflict in Sudan is causing a hunger crisis in the country, and the United Nations says it's concerned that the economic impacts of war, together with weather, will worsen acute food insecurity in neighboring countries. The UN is warning of the development of 18 hunger hotspots in 22 countries in a new report. Kyu Dong Yu, Director General of the Food and Agriculture Organization, stressed in a statement that the international community needs to do more to strengthen farming in those countries. We need to provide immediate, time-sensitive agriculture interventions to pull people from the brink of hunger, help them to rebuild their lives, and provide long-term solutions to address the root causes of food insecurity, Q said. Investing in disaster risk reduction in the agriculture sector can unlock significant resilience dividends and must be scaled up. Well, here's today's He Said It. I think he negotiated with me in good faith. He kept his word. He did what he said he would do. I have no idea if he has the votes. I expect he does. Or I don't think he would have made the agreement. That President Joe Biden speaking to reporters about the debt ceiling deal and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Sunday after the deal was announced. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, May 30th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.